This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group flagship station in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping on the coronavirus effort team to keep America free and safe. Not everybody that's working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks so much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com and take advantage of the things we have over there for you. Now, joining us from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Morning.
There's all kinds of fallout right now from the D.C. rally beginning. We've had Chuck Schumer chime in, Nancy Pelosi, AOC, several others, Chris Christie of all people, calling for the removal of President Trump via the 25th Amendment. And the problem with that is Vice President Pence stepped up and said, no, I don't think that's the thing to do. That's the wrong thing to do. Other people have said the same. I guess there's going to be some discussion about that as somebody's drawing up articles of impeachment. But some Dems want to take it a step further and expel the Republican lawmakers from Congress for their involvement in supporting the D.C. rally, a la Senator Ted Cruz, Senator Josh Hawley, and maybe even one or two other people whose names weren't mentioned.
If you really go back to the beginning of the Trump administration and look at all of the attacks that not only Trump and his people, his administration, and his supporters have taken, I'm of the notion, and it took me a while to come to this, but I am of the notion that this, too, was a concocted and effective operation that ended with the D.C. Protest slash rally. Now, Associated Press is even reporting.
Do what? Where are you? I think I lost you. It looks like you're gone. For some reason, your audio's gone. So call back. We'll have to get you back in the system. I don't know what happened there, but you're gone. So whatever you got there. But anyway, I'll wait for Denise Simon to call me back in or call back in here because we've had a question asked us about how this rally was allowed to happen. Now, Denise wrote an article about this, but I talked to you about it in the last hour, and part of what happened is politics. The police chief is an appointed position, usually by the mayor, ratified by the city council. The fire chief is usually the same thing, appointed by the mayor, ratified by the city council. And because of that, the politics that's played, those people are told what to do by their quote, bosses, and they follow along. Now, if you notice the positioning of the D.C. police, they were actually in a position where they had to come through the several hundred thousand people or whatever to get back to the area where they needed to be. And that just was going to be very difficult. They should have been obviously positioned in a different area. But they weren't for whatever reason. Now, that being said, that's the politics of the nature of the business. And, of course, it was held in D.C., which is where we saw what happened, Black Lives Matter Avenue or Street or whatever the hell it is, where they had the mural painted out on the road. The mayor of the city had the police stand back before when they had the rallies during the summer and whatnot. We saw it over and over again. They have a track record in D.C. of just not clamping down on such activity from the beginning and then reacting after the initial activity comes, violence on the part of the individuals. That's normally what they have been doing in the past. So why did we think there'd be anything any different this time? Now, the other thing is the D.C. police and the Capitol Police were far understaffed and outnumbered for this particular event. How that happened is beyond me. They were offered assistance, and they refused to take it. Okay, are you back?
Yeesh, I just had a loud boom that kind of took out the whole internet here. I mean, it sounded like an explosion in the neighborhood.
Well, you must have lost a transformer or somebody took down a pole, but it is what it is. All right, well, I was talking about the politics of this. D.C. is a city that's known for their mayor and known for what happened in the past. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Quickly, where I'll go is that the D.C. police refused help from the feds.
Mm-hmm.
Muriel Bowser, they already knew what could potentially happen because they cultivate all things on social media.
Right.
Given all the hashtags of the rally, Stop the Steal or Save America or whatever anybody called it.
Yep.
So she called up the National Guard, but they were to not carry weapons.
Yep.
And then she put out the announcement that those attending could not carry weapons.
Yep.
So I think this was a calculated thing to not protect that Capitol building.
You're right.
They should have put up a perimeter, and they didn't.
Well, they're going to, and we'll get into all that when we come back. More with Denise Simon. She's back from the power surge or power failure up there in Tarpon Springs. I suspect somebody may have taken down a pole or whatnot. We'll find out a little bit later with Roger P. Shulman. All right, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. And this segment of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, you go to the website, balanceofnature.com, take a look at all the health and wellness stuff that they got over there. And when you place an order, you'll save 35% on that order by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751. To speak with a health coach. Remember, to start feeling better, just go on over to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. Okay, back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning, good morning.
Morning.
We have Elliot in Wesley Chapel that has a comment question for you. So, Elliot, go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. Appreciate you making it back, Denise.
Thank you.
Captain, it's important that we understand that Michelle Obama wrote a letter to Big Tech Silicon Valley asking them to shut Trump down.
Yep.
So it was her that initially initiated this thing. Second, Captain, I helped register a 30-year-old African-American who voted for Trump.
Yep.
Now, he has a work buddy who is 26 years old and a Democrat. They called me yesterday and told me to stop by, that they had important information regarding the Trump rally. A long story short, the 26-year-old Democrat, my friend now, began to access info on persons of interest that are tied to Black Lives Matter and Antifa.
Yep.
He matched the faces to these people that were at the rally. He showed us Antifa members wearing MAGA and BLM white members dressed in black and other attire. I was blown away at what he was bringing up, Captain, on his laptop.
Yep.
He identified their faces and matched them to uprisings. He said George Soros is the main financing behind Antifa and BLM, and he's paying them between five and six figures to ruin Trump
yep.
and destroy conservatism.
Yep.
Republicans, hold the line, for God's mm-hmm. sake.
Yep. Thank you, Elliot. You're absolutely right, and I am aware of that. I'm also aware of the fact that you are too, Denise.
Understand, you know, I've been watching this very carefully, and I've been working diligently to analyze this. This is not just about destroying Trump.
Yep.
It is about destroying the conservatives and the Republicans.
Yep.
The Democrats want one-party rule.
Yep.
And, of course, George Soros is one of the financiers behind this.
Mm-hmm.
Because those, you know, we have, I mean, you can go right on over to Act Blue's website. If you donate money to Black Lives Matter, if you go to click on it, it automatically, that money goes into Act Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And George Soros is one of the larger donors to Act Blue. So understand, this is much bigger than we all think. Now, if you look at the missions, the nefarious adventures that we have been through along with Trump and because of Trump in the last 4 years, they're not going to stop. Now they're talking about the 25th Amendment and or impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
The rally in Washington, D.C. to not have a security perimeter, and there's always a security perimeter, always.
Yep.
It was a purposeful act.
Yep.
And that was not just against Trump, but it was against Trump, but it was against those
correct.
Attending. But bigger than that, look at the people in his administration that have really been forced to resign.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they'd be tarred and feathered. He has no administration left.
Nope.
Hence the reason he put out the video last night.
Mm-hmm.
There is no Trump administration right now.
Yep.
You've already had two cabinet secretaries that have resigned.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Mike McMulvaney that has resigned.
Yep.
He was a former.
Former chief of staff, and yep.
Mm-hmm. This is a purposeful thing to go to one party rule, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And again, there's been a lot of discussion about that on this program over the weeks with other people, and we've been keeping it out there that this isn't just about Donald Trump. This is about.
Now now you've got others that are calling for members of Congress,
yep.
the Republicans, to be expelled.
Be expelled, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, well, that's not going to happen. Now, let's talk for a second about D.C. statehood, because that mayor yesterday brought up in D.C. brought up that thing. Now, I don't believe it's going to happen, and neither do you, and tell the people why.
The Constitution says that there is to be federal land for a federal government. It is never to be designed to be a state. So you would have to go through a constitutional amendment, which in the long run to amend the Constitution, not only takes Congress, but it takes two-thirds of the states to ratify that.
Mm-hmm.
So won't happen.
Well, you cut out there for about 10 seconds.
No, it won't happen. It takes two-thirds of the states as well, so it won't happen.
Okay, yeah. Well, no, I was just talking about your audio cut out for about 10 seconds. I was coming back in and went, uh-oh. Yeah, no, you are right. And the other thing is Puerto Rico. Now, that's a little different story there because we have a lot of people that are saying, yeah, we want it because we got a lot of Puerto Ricans in the country.
Well, that's not going to miss. I mean, that threat will be out there, and they're going to push it and push it and push it. But I don't believe that's going to happen either, certainly not within 4 years. But
mm-hmm.
it's part of an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C., if it ever became a state, gives them four more senators
mm-hmm.
that are Democrats, and it would be permanently that way. I'm telling you, they're trying to go to one-party rule.
Yeah, that's true. Now, the other thing is, think about this for a second. If Mark Zuckerberg can shut down the President of the United States on Facebook, if he can do that,
then why aren't we regulating Facebook?
Well, that's Section 230.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has the will to do it because there is power in social media.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Democrats don't want to amend Section 230.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a private company. They can do whatever they want to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I get you about the power in social media. I know because you've seen it. I've seen it for firsthand what happens with the followers and whatnot.
Here's the thing. Michelle Obama came out yesterday and said that they should permanently remove Trump from social media.
That's correct. I saw that. Mm-hmm.
She's a lawyer. I use air quotes on that.
Yeah.
I think her license has been suspended.
It has.
Whatever.
It has. She turned it in, I think.
But here's the thing. She's advocating for terminating his rights to free speech
mm-hmm.
as a civilian now, you know, mm-hmm. post his presidency. She's not supporting his civil rights.
Okay, Iran is still in the news, and so is Iraq for a couple of the wrong reasons here. It came out yesterday that Iran wants has warned President Trump of revenge. They're still going to go after him, they say, number one. And Iraq issued an arrest warrant for President Trump in the Qasem Soleimani killing.
Yeah, Iran has. So now they would have to go to Interpol mm-hmm. if they will put out a global arrest if Trump travels to Scotland or you know
yeah.
let's say he goes to you know South America for a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the threat that Iran is putting out there, huh? Oh, don't worry about it.
Now, the president last night did come on with another recorded speech, and he put it out there. He called for the healing and reconciliation during the seamless transition of power because he said that the power will now be transformed in a normal, proper manner, the way that it's supposed to. A lot of people still aren't buying that. A lot of people are upset. He's not my president. I'm talking about Biden. He's not my president. I'm not going to call him president. Because we had discussions about that. I had a couple of emails about it. I'm sorry. Like it or not, Biden is the president-elect. I'm sorry. But that's the title.
Well, understand something.
Mm-hmm.
half the population, or whatever number of the population, continued to say that Trump was never their president. So
right.
it's there we go.
Yeah, and if you're Stacey Abrams, that's 100% of her people think that way, right?
Well, Stacey Abrams, I would argue, has been more dangerous in her role in all things the election than she ever would have been had she actually won the governorship of the state of Georgia.
Yeah, okay. And Eric, I think that's Eric in Seminole. I'll read his comment when we come back here. All right, thank you very much. I'll talk to you on the weekend show, and try not to shoot any of those Transformers out up there.
Something like that.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Read her great articles, and I just posted her article there in the chat room, FoundersCode.com, about what we were talking about. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has resigned in the wake of Wednesday's violence at the U.S. Capitol. In her resignation letter, DeVos cited the breach of the Capitol as the inflection point for her, saying that President Trump's rhetoric had a direct impact on the situation. DeVos is the second member of the cabinet to resign over the events at the Capitol. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao tendered her resignation earlier Thursday, saying in a letter to her staff that she was deeply troubled by the day's events. The head of the U.S. Capitol Police will also step down as a result of the riot. Chief Stephen Sund said Thursday that he will resign effective January 16th, and the sergeants-at-arms for both the House and Senate have been removed from their positions. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell removed Senate Sergeant-at-Arms Michael Stenger, while House Sergeant-at-Arms Paul Irving tendered his resignation earlier in the day. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. The National Aviation Academy with campuses in two locations, two cities here in the United States. But give them a call, ask to take the tour. And they're going to tell you more about themselves coming up right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. And you can find out more about them by going to their website, naa.edu. But what you should do is call them up and ask to take the tour at either one of their campuses. Now, their campuses are located in Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston, as well as Clearwater, Florida, here in my backyard. Their number is 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080.
1-800-480 and ask to take the tour. You'll be glad you did. Okay. The entire District of Columbia National Guard has been activated after the pro-Trump protesters stormed the Capitol building. About 1,100 District of Columbia National Guard troops have been ordered to report, and the president did that. He was the one that issued the order. You've also got 6,000 more troops coming from five other states. Many of them are there now, and we'll see what happens. And they're also there, by the way, for the inauguration coming up. They'll be there through that to see if something like this happens again, because there are reports out there that there may be some people wanting to cause some trouble for the inauguration. Well, it'll be dealt with. It won't be pretty, but it'll be dealt with. Now, former Defense Secretaries James Mattis and Mark Esper both condemned the attack on the Capitol building by the rioters and condemned President Donald Trump, too, for the rhetoric that he used. Now, I listened to what he said, but to me, the person that really fired the people up, it was Rudy Giuliani with what he said, because he said something far more challenging to the people than Donald Trump did. All Donald Trump said was pretty much, let's go take a walk to the Capitol. And Rudy Giuliani talked about actually getting involved in a war. Geez. But anyway, by the way, a senior non-commissioned officer based at Fort Lee, Virginia, is the third active duty service member to die after contracting the coronavirus, the Army said. Also, the woman shot and killed inside the U.S. Capitol building, unfortunately, had served four tours overseas. She was a resident of San Diego's Ocean Beach, and she will be missed by many, and supposedly an ardent Trump supporter got herself caught up in a Capitol Hill policeman, I believe it was a plainclothes policeman, shot and killed her because I guess they were coming through the door, and that's what he decided he was going to do. But anyway, the Pentagon also is being kept abreast of everything that's transpiring here, going on in Washington, D.C. And if they need more of anything, they're going to get it. Now, did you know that we still have airstrikes going on against the Islamic State group in parts of Iraq and Syria? Well, we do, and we did. And as the mission has pretty much fallen off the public's radar, and as the U.S. forces have been withdrawing forces from the region, the fact is we are still flying sorties against Islamic State targets in both Iraq and Syria when we can find them. Now, also, a U.S. Navy spy plane flew over South Korea a day after North Korea's Eighth Party Congress met. And that's obviously got the Chinese saying some interesting things. Also, the question of whether the accelerated rise in military cooperation with India from exercises like Malabar to sharing sensitive satellite targeting intelligence will continue under a Biden administration remains a question to be answered. Now, the Defense Department, with Congress overriding President Donald Trump's veto on the 2021 National Defense Authorization Act, the Pentagon's chief management officer job has been officially terminated. That's part of what came out of the NDAA. Now, I'm going to go to the phone line because we've got Eric from Seminole on the line, and I'm going to run this by Eric from Seminole. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Let me read you a letter, an email I got from someone, and then ask you what you think. You ready?
Yes, sir.
The election was stolen. Stop insulting thousands of Americans that signed affidavits and witnessed fraud. It wasn't thousands, it was hundreds. How do you explain the suitcases that were dragged out from under the tables and caught on video and the bulk of the staff was sent home? New unconstitutional election rules were put in place illegally, and you said there wasn't enough proof. First of all, I didn't. I said the court said the case had no standing. Person wasn't listening. And no, Kyle, we live under the rules of certain laws. I will never consider Biden to be the legitimate president. The Texas case should have been heard by SCOTUS. I'm done. I'm finished. I'm over. And it was from a fellow whose name I'll hold back in Michigan. Well, sounds to me like he's got problems other than just what he's spouting out there.
Sure. I respect. Thanks for allowing me to put my opinion on that. I think that everybody has their opinion.
Sure.
Everybody has their perspective of things. I totally, roger that. Two thumbs up. Here's this is my opinion, okay? Yes, there were, untoward actions taken. Yes,
sure.
reading the letter of each of these several states' constitutions, yes, there were violations. Yes, we all know that and we see that. Now, I'm not discounting the legitimacy of the evidence. Okay, what I see happening is that, unfortunately, that's water under the bridge at this point, and we need to assess our current situation on how to move
forward.
That's
right.
I'm as fired up as the next cat, okay, regarding some of this stuff. We need to move forward. I do find it odd that there was, during the challenging, that before it even got really rolling, all this stuff went down at the Capitol building, what we saw yesterday. I find that odd. Now, it may just be maybe a coincidence, but, I mean, come on, in the past 4 years, there's no such thing as coincidence anymore. It's all synchronicity or a synergistic effect of what's been happening. I think as far as that also leads into, in my opinion, that's going to lead into a freedom of speech, a civil rights issue. Now, a vote from every, I'm not Joe Genius or anything, but a vote is someone's speech from everything
right.
that I've learned mm-hmm. throughout the years. That is your form of speech.
Yep.
If your speech and choice has been violated, that needs to be taken up because the several states are apportioned the rights within the United States Constitution to run the election, state legislatures. I completely understand the conflict of potential conflict of interest here. That becomes a states' rights issue, in my opinion. I'm not a legal expert. That becomes a 10th Amendment issue that the states have the right to accept or reject federal jurisprudence, if you will, on certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You're following me on that. So
yep.
How this pertains to directly to what happened at the Capitol, everyone has the right to peaceably assemble. Everyone has the right to assemble.
Right.
No one has the right to initiate violence, regardless of what that initial blasting cap or catalyst
yep.
set off the explosion that we saw. Does that mean, I hope people are following me. That's, again, I'm not joking.
Well, I know what you're saying. I do. Some other people might not, but
sure.
I do. Mm-hmm.
So whomever started, quote unquote, they started it, however you want to look at that, that is a separate issue, in my opinion. What should have happened is that the people should have, you know what the most powerful thing was during the civil rights issues, during the early, late 50s, throughout the 60s, was a peaceful, silent protest of
yep.
everybody in unison.
Okay,
and
well, guess what? You're going to get cut off by the computer
yeah,
right
Roger,
about
that.
Now, and you just got cut off, and whoever that other caller is, hang on, I'll get right to you. That's what happens when we go to these hard breaks like this. The computer cuts them off, and it's about to cut me off. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia, and thanks for standing on that wall. Okay, my conversation with Chris Markowski is brought to you by our folks at Balance of Nature. Remember, if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a solution for you. It's called the Fruits and Veggie Capsules from Balance of Nature. And to find out more about them and to save money on a whole bunch of stuff, go over to their website, balanceofnature.com. They are a health and wellness products company. And if you use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, you will save 35% on your order at Balance of Nature, whatever you want to order. Now, you can also give them a call at 800 866-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Remember, to start feeling better, go to balanceinnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceinnature.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Joining us right now from the Watchdog on Wall Street show and watchdogonwallstreet.com, it's Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You ready for the snowstorm?
Oh, no. We're getting one. I haven't paid attention.
Coming up the Middle Atlantic.
Oh, boy.
Coming your direction. Mm-hmm.
When are we supposed to get hit?
Probably over the weekend, just in time for the playoffs.
Oh yeah, give me
playoffs. Playoffs.
I won't feel bad staying in and watching some of the games then, I guess.
No. But anyway, what I want to mention to you is we've got all this high-tech technology around Washington, D.C., as you know. We have cameras literally everywhere, and a number of those cameras have identified and picked up on people, several hundred that are members, known members of Antifa, of Black Lives Matter, of skinhead groups, of radical extremist groups from both sides of the aisle were in that crowd Wednesday.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. Anytime you're going to have that size of a crowd, I mean, you're going to have some bad apples that are going to try to do this. I mean, it is what it is. You're not going to get any argument from me there. But, you know, I got a Trump supporter, you know, from Parrish, Florida, that stole Pelosi's podium.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just Antifa and other groups in there.
Oh, no.
And I don't want to get this nonsense out there that this is some sort of false flag operation, because it wasn't. I mean, you had both sides, and you had always going to have some troublemakers that are in there.
Sure.
It shouldn't have gotten this far. And, you know, obviously, you know, with the cameras there, they're going to catch people, and they all should be prosecuted equally.
Oh, will they? Yeah.
You know, this summer, I disagreed, you know, and I was just disgusted about what was going on in all of these cities, but I disagreed with the federal government sending in the National Guard to stop what was taking place in Portland and these other places unless the local government called for it. The only thing I did call for is you had to protect federal buildings, which they didn't do. I think that's important. And these are federal buildings, and they weren't protected properly. You know, Tom Cotton actually had a nice op-ed today. He's being consistent. When it comes to this summer, he called for the National Guard to come out and protect these cities, which I disagreed with. But he called that the same thing should have been done in Washington, what just happened as well. You know, you can't. It doesn't matter what side you're on. You're doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, that's all very true. And unfortunately, because we had a police officer that died, these charges are going to definitely be felony charges, because if there was anyone around and they've got any video, which they probably do, of what happened to this police officer, then anyone that was involved with that could wind up with some really serious charges against them.
The charge against them, I mean, there's actual, for now, a police officer died. There's actually talk of Trump being charged for inciting a riot.
Well, there's something else that happened, too. You probably heard about this. Iraq issued an arrest warrant for President Trump on the killing of General Qassem Soleimani, which is going nowhere. They'll go to Interpol with it, and that'll be the end of it.
Yeah, that'll be, yeah. I mean, Obama killed people with drones all the time.
Sure. And they tried going after him, too, and it didn't happen, but it is what it is.
Okay. But no, there's some talk about that. Was it the district attorney for Washington D.C. has not ruled out charging Donald Trump for inciting a riot in this one? I went through again, and you know, I listened to the speech that he gave that day, and you have to be careful when you're speaking in front of that many people, your supporters and. Marching on the Capitol and some of the words that were used.
But do you know who really got him fired up? It was Rudy Giuliani. He's the one that used the word war. He's the one that used it.
Something combat or something like
combat,
that.
Combat, yes. It's like combat. It's like war. Yep.
He says, we're in a war. Yeah. We're in combat. He did that. He got him. It was Rudy Giuliani that actually started that, in my opinion.
And it makes me sick because it's such a waste. You know, it really is. All you need to do is to come out and say, you know what? We're going to come back. We're going to fix these election rules within these states and make them the right way. Uh-huh. And then we're going to come back and fight another day. And we didn't do that.
By the way, the FAA has approved flying drones without any waivers on them now, probably for the package delivery stuff we've heard about and all that. Amazon Prime Air, of all things we're hearing, is going to be the leader in this.
Yeah, those things do make me a little bit nervous. You know, if I have a drone flying over my backyard and my teenage daughter is sleeping in the back, I'm going to do some skeet shooting.
Yeah, and some of them, you know, they're going to be delivering some pretty good-sized packages. So they're not going to be just little teeny-weeny drones. They're going to be, you know, something that's going to be about 10, 12 foot around.
Well, my marksmanship is going to improve with my shotgun.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, I'm glad you said that because somebody else agrees.
Buy a shotgun.
There you go. All right, well, let's talk about a little financial stuff. The jobless claims for the week dipped a little bit, down to 787. Now, it's too early to say how great that is, but it's good.
Yeah, and we're also, today we get the jobs numbers for December actually come out at 8:30 this morning, so I'm curious to see how those things are. Again, we'll see. Hopefully we don't see any further lockdowns around the country, which could send these numbers backwards. I do think that, despite the fact that, a lot of these, there's been more cases they're picking up. Obviously, people, we knew this was going to happen after the holidays. We can kind of get through this part, get people the vaccinations that they need. I like what they're doing in Florida with vaccinating people that are, in living facilities and senior citizens. I think that that's a smart way to go and get these vaccines out the door.
Now, you've seen the old Sears stores around the country, right?
Yeah, they're using them as little vaccination centers.
They are.
Something like that. Yeah.
They are.
I heard about that. Yeah. They have a lot of empty mall space, that's for sure. So.
Yep, and that's where they're that's where they're bringing the people in to get their vaccination shots now. That, plus we're also hearing in Florida, Publix may become a part of the program here shortly.
Well, why not? I mean, I said, it'd be easy if you just ran this through. They were talking about, problems in regards to delivery. You have an existing system set up. You have, Walgreens and CVS and all of these places, Walmart, that people go to get their prescriptions filled. They all give flu vaccines, but why can't they also give this vaccine? I mean, it would just make life much, much easier.
Now, oil is going up, fuel prices are going up, gasoline prices are going up, and what else is going up, Chris? Everything.
Okay. What do you think is going to happen to keep printing money?
Oh, I shudder because you heard what Biden said yesterday and Schumer also and Nancy also. Well, our first priority is going to be to give the people the $2,000. And he said families. Biden said families. To give the families $2,000. That's our first priority.
Well, it's coming. They're going to be printing more money. The dollar is going to continue to drop versus other currencies. But obviously, it's a strategy as well because it makes our exports cheaper to countries around the globe. It makes the stuff that we want to bring in more expensive. But again, it's inflationary. And the lie out there that we're told that there's no inflation, it's as we all know, anybody who pays any bills, it's just patently absurd.
Well, go to the grocery store. Go to the drugstore. You'll see inflation every week. Okay, here comes the music. I'm going to let you go. Stay warm, and I hope your team wins this weekend.
Well, I'm rooting for the Bucks, so that's the only one I've got left.
All right. Well, I thought you might root for the Bills since they're upstate, but okay.
Well, yeah, I love the Bills, of course.
All right, we'll talk on Monday. Thank you, Chris. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And I'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.